It's May the 4th, so people say, what do they say, Sean? I can't say.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, it's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty. One more thing.
I'm not knocking Star Wars as much as I'm knocking the stupidity of, well, you're mocking lisps, is what you're listening. You know what you're doing?
Exactly. To mock those with speech impediments is cruelty personified.
Before I get to the Star Wars, I know I've complained about this before, but I might actually do a YouTube video that I think could go viral where I actually, like, try on the different jeans and show myself in them and then, like, post it to Levi's and say, explain yourself, Levi's.
Oh, like three different 34s?
Last night, all 5'11s, all 32, 34s, three pairs, all exactly the same style. Not slightly different, like they're different pants. Like one I can't button. I can't button them. They're unbuttoned right now. The other ones hang down off me. I got to cinch up my belt. One, the bottom's so wide that they fit around my cowboy boots. The other one's not a chance.
Wow.
I mean, they're just
great American brands.
I mean, they have zero quality control. You buy a pair of jeans and you have no idea if you've just bought some skinny jeans or some loose fitting. You have no idea.
Athleisure fit, whatever
they are. Yeah. Well, I don't know why they claim they've got. So you go into the store and they've got 30 different styles, right? But they're all random individually. So I don't know. What are you trying to kid?
Well, you got to try on every single pair. I hate trying on pants for some reason.
I do too. And you're absolutely right. From now on, that's what I got to do. I got to try. But trying on jeans, it just seems like so much work. I got to take off my shoes. And until my shoes, take off my pants. Well, I want to see how they fit with my shoes, so I got to put my shoes back on. And if you wear the wrong underwear, it's way too much work.
I don't wear underwear at all.
Well, and you try on jeans? That's fantastic.
All the time.
That is the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, boy, kid.
Tell me where you shop for jeans. I'll make sure I never, ever buy pants there. That is so gross.
I haven't bought a pair of jeans in years. I almost never wear jeans anymore.
I know. You're too sophisticated for jeans. I realize
what?
That. Too good for jeans.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah. I like a slack with a nice tight crease. I really, really like a knife's edge crease in my trousers.
So because it is the 4th of May and May the 4th be with you day, they've got a number of things out about Star Wars. Something comes out today Star Wars related, right?
The Bad Batch, new animated Star Wars series on the Disney
All
Plus.
Right. I don't know. I just did the whole expanded Star Wars universe thing.
You see, the Stormtroopers, they're a bunch of clones, but this batch of clones, they were a bad batch.
My kids might be into that. Mandalorian from the Star Wars world?
Yes.
Oh, that's right, because Luke Skywalker showed up in the last episode.
Yeah. Of course.
No, spoiler.
Sorry about that. But so USA Today asked people, what is your...
Actually, wasn't it kind of a waxy-faced CGI Luke Skywalker?
Yes.
Yeah.
Trying to make him look younger, weren't they? I think they were or something.
Prequel, sequel.
So they asked people, what's the most popular installment of the... Is there a name for like the main movies?
The original trilogy, the prequels, and then... Whatever the most recent ones don't really have a catchy name to them.
And
yet.
So, and then they gave a name to the first one, right? Because it always used to just be Star Wars, but now it has a name.
No, I think it was always if you'd ever seen the most popular motion picture in the history of mankind, you would know. I believe I can't remember. Yeah, I think A New Hope appears somewhere.
Yeah, it's Episode 4, Star Wars, A New Hope is right the beginning crawl.
Because that made an immediate sensation. Whoa, wait, Episode 4? Yeah, How can that be?
So when people went into the theater in 1977 or whatever, they were seeing it's Episode 4?
Yep.
Huh, yeah. Didn't know that. Empire Strikes Back is everybody's favorite.
Your boys would freaking love the original, by the way.
I think they've seen it.
Oh, okay.
No, they have not yet. Yeah, so we'll have to watch it. Empire Strikes Back was first, then Return of the Jedi. A New Hope, the original movie that kicked this all off, finishes third. Which is kind of interesting that a movie that would launch a monstrosity of a phenomenon, whether movies, TV shows, video games, action figures, clothes, T-shirts, That's the third favorite for people.
Yeah, well, I would say this. The first one, episode four, this is so uncomfortable for me to geek out, but it was very good. It was so much fun. It was entertaining. It was Flash Gordon. It was a young boy coming of age, but it was kind of unsophisticated. It was a pretty simple ABC 123 story. But they got more sophisticated the next two, Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi.
Which one does he fight Clubber Lang?
It's Rocky, different franchise.
And they hit the sweet spot of classic child-friendly storytelling with enough sophistication to keep the adults interested, just a little more chewy. It was just not Chewbacca chewy, but a little more, a little more to work on intellectually. And then, of course, they went nuts with the next series. But.
Yeah, the Strike Back one also had the Darth Vader, I Am Your Father reveal, which was just really kind of fundamental to the whole...
Spoiler alert.
I feel less guilty about the one that's decades old, yes.
Are there more movies to come?
Not directly tied to, quote-unquote, the Skywalker saga, which all nine of these movies...
There are nine?
Yeah, so there were three different different trilogies. The original three prequels, and then the most recent three. And all of them...
Which one's the dog? Isn't one of them a dog?
A dog?
I believe you're referring to Chewbacca. Yeah, the Wookiee.
No, not the character. Joe, we've talked about it.
Oh.
Yeah, wasn't one of them not like... Really, everybody thought they swung and missed on? Or?
Well, they the prequels, and Sean, I'm sure you have opinions on this, the next three that came out... took themselves very seriously and were, to me, pretty charmless.
They featured heavy, like, intergalactic Senate debate about how the taxation of the different galaxy, like, it seemed like a guy who got rich and was frustrated by tax laws and tried to make that into some of the Star Wars universe.
Well, and it lost its wink.
Yeah.
You know, it was always winking at the audience. We were always in on it. They decided to go full sophisticated motion picture. And it just came off as kind of dry to me anyway.
Hmm.
Yeah, it did. It certainly lacked the charm. And I think that's kind of what Joe was hinting at with the wink. And whatever that thing was just missing.
Call it innocence, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I agree with the list that I think The Last Jedi was the only one that wasn't the original three that was close to the top on the people's favorites.
Yeah, so it goes Empire Strikes Back was most popular, then Jedi, A New Hope, Revenge of the Sith, then The Last Jedi.
Interesting. Yeah, The Last Jedi is actually probably my favorite of all of them. And that was one of the more recent ones. It was the middle of this current trilogy.
So how does, Joe, since you've seen Mandalorian, right? How does, like, Mandalorian with that Nazi woman that was in that movie, in that TV show, remember? How does that whole thing fit in? Is that before or after all this stuff?
I don't know, and I don't really care.
Think about it?
The Mandalorian takes place between the second and third trilogies.
Okay. See, I'm already... it's already too much work. It's entertaining. I don't know how it fits in. It's fine. It's guys flying around in spaceships with occasional mentions of the Force or Luke Skywalker. I mean, it's barely tied. Come on. Baby Yoda. All right, great.
Baby Yoda.
Riding Mandalorian, Baby Yoda.
Mandalorian's fighting stormtroopers all the time, though.
Mm-hmm. Sure, there's that. Yeah.
There's that. Whatever. Good for him.
Yeah, there were some remnants of the Empire that they were trying to rebuild and often ran into the Mandalorian in his various escapades.
Hmm.
His adventure of the week.
Who gets credit for starting this whole thing?
George Lucas.
Did he write it? Did he create that out of his own mind? Because I don't know, think of something. What's with the dragons and the
Lord of the Rings?
Well, Lord of the Rings is a good example.
Game of Thrones.
Either one of those came from not well-known novels, you know, long-written novels, fantasy novels. Did Star Wars any of that, or he created it purely for the motion picture?
I think George Lucas wrote and directed it, didn't he?
Yeah. He made it for the screen, and it was almost, especially early on, just the vision of almost just him. Many of the actors.
God, that's why he's so wealthy.
Yeah, stories from the early shooting of the Star Wars stuff. The actors had no idea what was going on. They're like, "Is this even going to get made? What are we doing?" And then it was just his vision and kind of his kookiness came through.
Wow. That's something. That's something to be proud of.
He produced and co-wrote the sequels The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. Interesting. I just tried to do some quick Googling, and I'm not sure this
China
is
like accurate. The Star Wars movies? I don't know that. They big over in China?
I don't know. That's an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to think about
it. The most recent ones almost certainly did good box office returns over there, but it's hard to tell because a lot of our action movies do that.
If my kids watch the original Star Wars, will it seem incredibly dated?
No.
No?
No, no. The special effects aren't as good, but they're very good. I mean, technically speaking, the new ones are astonishing. But the first ones, they're very convincing. I mean, it's not like you can see the guy running along holding up the droid or whatever. You know, not a lot of boom stands sticking out. It's good. It's good special effects. That initial shot of the big Star Destroyer thingy, mm-hmm. It's one of the great shots in movie history.
Mm. And then the Star Wars theme, which was a hit song when we were young. Actual hit song played on the radio.
Can somebody come up with it was the disco version of...
both.
Wasn't it?
The original theme was a hit song, too, because I had it on... I had a 45 of it and played it all the time, even though I never saw the movie. And then there was the disco version, of course. That was a very, very popular.
You know what? This says... Wikipedia says he produced and co-wrote the sequels.
With Burt Reynolds. Who wrote it with him?
And Shecky Green. I don't know. I'd have to read.
All right.
It's so tiring.
Well, just thought on this May the 4th, let you guys geek out on your Star Wars.
May the 4th be with you, Joe.
Not my sort of thing, but...
And with you, Sean.
My favorite Star Wars, I don't remember the title, but it had Clint Eastwood driving around in a pickup with an ape.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
Well, I guess that's it.